Yes, we have received messages from Al-Shabaab that they should attack Burundi and Uganda last year. If I remember very good, it was in October, November. So we have taken it in account to secure key infrastructures, and we have reinforced our security measures in order to deal with those attacks that they should be forward for Burundi. Now, we didn't decrease the strength of the measures we have taken. We have updated day by day according to the situation. Now, we have understood that in Uganda, they have started by attacking in the town Kampala. So we deplore and we condemn that bad things that they have occurred in our friendly country. And the measures we have taken before have been also reinforced, and we think that we should do something which is positive in order to fight against the attacks which are planning for the country which are operating, which are in a peacekeeping mission in Somalia. From those are to enforce some key positions or infrastructures for our country which are occupied by our forces, and we enforce also measures on control for movement of population and some vehicles. This is the role of police, but we have increased the vigilance now to see if there is no strange thing which can enter in our country. Also, we have appealed to all population to be very careful and to give information or if they see any suspicious movement of people, strange or other vehicles which are normal. And the other measures which are regarding soldiers or security forces in general have been taken and announced to the concern. So we are facing to this problem, we are aware, and we are doing the best in order to protect our population against those attacks.
Now, Colonel Baratuza, the parliamentary election is just around the corner. The Al-Shabaab militant who claimed responsibility attacked places where you have a large concentration of people. Now, with the parliamentary election coming up, Burundians will be going to vote. You have a concentration of some people at the polling stations. What are you planning to do in this case? Because that is a very viable target for these insurgents.
Yeah, we have taken it in account because now there is a process of political process of elections in Burundi. We are aware, as we have did the last election which has been operated, we are going to work on it, and we know we are aware. So some measures, strict measures, will be taken according to the situation. I think we know that something like that can be done, but every Burundian is aware that the security is first, comes first before other things. So we are going to remember everybody that there is this is a new thing which is going on to be taken into account to secure those legislative election which will be in some weeks. So we are aware, and we'll make the best in order to secure the population to go to vote. And during the meetings, when there will be, which is going on now, they will continue, and the concentration of population is there. We take measures, strict measures, in order the population to do its the campaign without any doubt. So we'll continue to work in that way We are aware that the danger is there, but we take it in account and we take some measures gradually as we had some information about that situation.
Colonel Baratuza, some Burundians are concerned that what happened in Uganda can happen in their country. How do you assure them of safety as, you know, the death toll rises in Uganda?
I told you also before the first election, there was a tension and we set out. That message from Al-Shabaab is not from yesterday. It was from last year, as I told you. And we took it in account to secure the first election which has been occurred in our country. And we made security where everybody was satisfied. The second one also were not easy to be secured, but we reached. So measures which are going to be taken will be according to the situation, as I told you. We are going to plan, we are planning in order to secure the election, and everybody, as I told you, is aware and has some role to play in that case. So let me tell you that I have a hope that the situation will be guaranteed.
Colonel Baratuza, what is your message to your fellow Burundians?
The message for our fellow Burundians is to continue to work, to go together, population, administration, and security forces, to be tight, to share information. If someone has information, to give it to the concern. And secondly, from this situation case, not to develop things which can trouble security in the country. Third, security forces, they are concerned, and that the security is theirs. They have to play a very, very big role. And they are aware because they have been trained on that. It's just to remember them. And everybody who is in Burundi, I can assure that we are going to do the best in order to secure everybody, every infrastructure which is in Burundi.